notorious Victorian villainess, Olga Romanoff, has finally captured you. Like many top-tier scientists before, you have been brought to her airship, where she intends to pressure you into slave labor, forcing you to develop ungodly inventions like the Death Ray or the Solarite Bomb. You have been manhandled by her minions and dressed in a gladiator outfit that leaves very little to the imagination, before being brought to her cabin. Securely handcuffed to a wall pipe, you wait countless uneasy minutes for her to arrive. You hear her footsteps approaching before the door finally opens.
We finally meet, Professor. But it seems to be entirely my pleasure to meet you. It was foolish of your university to send you to take place in the science conference about electricity. Because the conference was a lie. My lie, to lure you out of the security of Oxford's walls. Now you are mine. And I will use you as I please. What I want from you? Well, first of all your secrets of science. I want you to finally build me the death ray you proposed. The death ray so I can crush my enemies. I want you to build me the Solarite Bomb to make me able to force even Queen Victoria to bend to my will. We will see. I have my ways to force you to do it. And in the meantime, let me open the handcuffs. I will put this collar on you. And put you on this leash. You will be my pet. Following me on all fours, you will sit by my side to amuse me, so I can pet your brilliant little head and use you as my personal sex toy if I want to. Down on all fours, I said, or I will break your legs until you've learned it. That's better. Good pet. Now, follow me. Try to keep up, my pet. I want to show you my airship. This is the command bridge where I decide which target to bomb and where to drive next. Through this door is the engine room. We have an experimental engine working mostly with crystal-powered pistons. Cutting-edge technology. You will be very interested in that, my pet. I will show it to you at another time, though. Left is the mess hall. At ease, sailors! I'm just showing my pet the airship. What is this? This, my pet, is your kennel. I know it's a bit Spartan in its appearance, but you haven't earned any perks yet, pet. Here you will sit and wait for me to bring you food and water, tell you when to eat, when to sleep, and here I will condition you until your mind is totally broken and you can be built up by my design from the ground up. You will be a better person. My kind of person. But for now, you will be less of a person, pet. I will fixate you all night and maybe come at random times to abuse you, to edge you until you lose your mind. Wait, what is wrong? Are you crying? Oh, stand up. Come. Let me hug you. I'm so sorry. Let it all out. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You're safe here. Oh, the other scientists really adored their introduction to my workforce. Well, all but one. Your New Yorker colleague, Professor Van Dusen, fled on the third day. Somehow, he fled out of an airship while it was still in the air. To be honest, he might be more of a menace than I am. I'm so sorry. I've been said this cruel domineering works very well with the intellectual types. Especially the psychological teasing. Dr. Mabuse was ecstatic. But I didn't want to scare you. Or hurt you. This is supposed to be fun. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So sorry. I would never hurt you. I need what's in your brilliant little head. It is just a bit of playing hard, nothing more. Oh no, Boulder Dash! I wanted everything to go right, especially with you. Why you? Don't you remember? 17 years ago, in Oxford. It was your first year of teaching, and I was sitting in your lecture about airwaves and the ether. You don't recognize me? I don't blame you. I was an insecure little student with freckles and bright red hair back then. I went by another name. Olga Romanoff is just so I sound like a mysterious villainess you have to take seriously. You remember me now? Yes. You were the nicest professor I had when all the others teased me about my accent. I gained a great affection for you back then. And all I wanted was to pay you back. What do you mean, abducting you? This is a business proposal. Okay, let's go to my office and sit down like people. I'm sorry for the outfit. I guess it was a dumb idea, but I can't deny that I wanted to see you in it. You must be well over 50 now, and still a snick. I want you to work for me. Here, this airship is no ordinary airship. It's a flying city. Some of the greatest minds of our time are here. You will love it. I will quadruple whatever Oxford pays you. And you will get whatever you need for your experiments. Yes, of course all is stolen. What is your point? You know who I'm stealing from? The British Empire! Is it really bad to steal what was already stolen? The Empire went all over the world, stole from the people there, and built their entire mythology on it. How is it any better than what I do? I would say it isn't. It is worse. They stole the body of my country, patron saint. It was stolen from the church in Krastobar and lies now in the British Museum. Is that right? Is that fair? Oh, that is touching. Oh, you thought I was kidnapping you and wanted to torture you, but you still ask if I am okay. You are the sweetest person ever. I'm so sorry I scared you. You have a heart of gold. See what I mean? You are too good for them. These people working for the Empire are the same people that made fun of my accent. They despise everything that will not play by their rules. Yes, I am making my own rules. Rules for people like me. For people like us. Above the clouds, we can be free, Professor. Think about it. Professor, if you wanted to, we can build a better world. Today! I knew you would come around. Let's get you a lab coat or something else to wear over this at least. I'm a bit ashamed that you saw that side of me. I do not know what drove me. Oh, really? You kind of liked it too. My pet. But it was too much. Too much at once. Okay, yes, I see that now. Well, my little pet, I'll ease you into it. Do not worry. As slow or as far as you want. Cut! Cut! Oh, I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to be the one who yells cut, but what the hell is this script? Who wrote this? This is terrible! Where does it go? What's it for? Who is it for? And this is audio. Audio. There's no camera here. Why do I have to wear this stupid costume? The riding boots and the pants and that steampunk leather harness and the stupid fucking hat. Why do I have to wear these? Humph! I am able to get in character without this ludicrous get-up. Oh, fine. But where is... I'm on page 17 and there is still no sexy part. For whom is this? What? Where? Ah, page 28. Oh, wow. That's all. We could skip the whole middle part. Do we need an extended dinner scene where the listener is made to eat figs? Is this a typo? Is it supposed to be pigs? No? It's figs. What's wrong with figs? I don't get it. Fig kink. Really? Never heard of that one. Huh. When I look at the dinner scene like that, I guess it kind of makes sense. Oh, of course. It's a commission. That makes sense. Fig kink. I get it. Well, back to my question. Can't we skip that all? I need to get the twins home from school in half an hour. And the cat is all alone at home. I'm afraid she might piss in my slippers again. Please. Okay. So, sexy voice. Hey, listener. What kind of listener are we talking about? You're kidding, for all genders. Hey, listener. Why don't you pull down your pants or skirt? Put your hands on your parts? And rub them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Grab your shirt or sweater or blouse with the other hand and pinch your nipples, you naughty person. You got nipples, don't you? Yeah, I know you got nipples. Dirty nipples. Squeeze your dirty nipples, you pervert. Oh, keep rubbing your parts, but in a different kind of way. I don't know, like vertically or something. Yes, 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 like that. Keep doing that while I'm going to pop off to the kitchen and make myself some hot, steamy tea. Yeah, I'm sorry, I need something to drink. My throat is all dry now. Well, why don't you keep them company then? While I'm away, look at the director. He's a hot guy with a flannel shirt and a beard. A sexy beard. And he watches you jerk it or rub it, you dirty person. Feel his looks on you. Oh, he's sweating. That's how much he's turned on by you. Oh, boo-hoo, you're uncomfortable now. See if I care. I'll just grow a pair. I'm off to the kitchen. I'll be back in a bit. Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry, just getting back into character. Okay, I'm back. I'm seeing you're still jerking it, rubbing it, and look at that. Oh, the director has taken out his penis too. Oh, and he's jerking it too. He's jerking it in unison with your movements. Oh, how hot is that? Oh. What does it matter? They don't know that. Oh, where's my tea? Ah, so hot and good. Oh, stop whining. Yeah, the director is whining. He wants so desperately to satisfy you with his mouth. He's coming over. He's kneeling in front of you. He's opening his mouth wide, just waiting for you to stand up and move your crotch over. Oh, his mouth is dripping with saliva. He's so hungry for your bits. You can see how this feels then for once, can you? You want desperately to stand up and give to him what he so hungrily craves. Oh, but I'm standing behind you, pressing my big tits against your back, holding you back with my arm around your neck. I'm slightly strangling you, but you like that, don't you? But you can't get closer to the hungry, hungry lips of the director like that. And the director isn't allowed to come any closer either, even though he wants it so much. But if he really, really wants to come closer and lay his hungry lips and his adventuring tongue on your nooks and crannies, he will have to do something for me. That's right. He will have to put his index finger up his asshole for me. I don't care. I'll just tell the listener that you did it. And there he does it. Slowly but determined. What a good boy he is. Now, you may come closer, Mr. Director, but start pumping that finger in and out. Keep that finger in, or I'll send you back to fawn over the listener's parts from afar. Now, Director, start kissing the bits gently. Avoid the most sensitive spot for now. Feels nice now, doesn't it? Now start licking it. All the way up and down. Oh, just like that. The listener doesn't know that. Just shut up. You want this done, don't you? How about I strangle you a bit more with my arm while the director is sucking on your sensitive bits now? Let me take off my stupid steampunk hat and put it on the director's head while he's satisfying you with his mouth. Doesn't he look adorable now? Oh, and how mean he looks at us. But he doesn't stop sucking on your most intimate spot. And he doesn't stop pumping his finger into his own asshole while glaring angrily at us. Are you close? Are you close yet? Then let me stop strangling you and instead pull your head back by your hair and... Just a sip of tea. Come for me now, listener. I'll count to 10 and you'll come for me. One. Oh, glad I've got this tea. Two. Oh, don't stop, Director. We're almost there. Yes. Three. Four. Five. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, you come for me here. Six. Oh, yeah, my lovely, lovely person with bits. Oh, baby, baby. Seven.
Hold on a sec.
Eight. Yes. Oh, yes. Nine. So close.
Sorry, hold on. I really need some more tea.
Where were we? Where were we? And 10. Oh, yes. Come, baby. Oh, no. All over the director's face. Oh, but he likes it. He opened his mouth wide and took it all in.
Oh, I can't stop now, darling. This is aftercare.
And now he's licking you clean all over your crotch area. Oh, yum, what a nice boy. No. You missed a spot. Lick it up. Oh, there.
What a good boy. Now let's cuddle. Okay, I'm gonna pop off now. I gotta get to the twins. See you Monday. And you, listener, you can cuddle with the director as long as you want. Bye.